Seven Secrets to Dating Magic.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. I get a lot of questions from people about dating and about relationships and building positive relationships. And it's no surprise to me because love is the juice of life. It's the nectar of life. It's what makes people the happiest, and it's what makes people feel the most miserable. So I'm going to share with you seven secrets to making dating special and helping that dating situation turn into something even better if that's your desire. This really relates to any relationship. So if you're already married, but you're going through some trials, perhaps, you might want to listen to this podcast. As a matter of fact, anybody that's in a relationship with anybody might want to listen to this podcast, and be sure to share it with your friends on Facebook and other social media. Anyway, number one, slow is fast. And I cannot emphasis. You know how many relationships I work with that broke up because somebody in the relationship wanted to move too fast? I need a commitment now. I need you to tell me what your intentions are. I need you to tell me everything you feel about me. Yeah, it gets ridiculous. Look at with a mechanical object, fast is fast. Okay, if it's broken, let's get it fixed fast. But with a relationship with human beings, slow is fast. And so when you slow things down, when you put things in perspective and slow them down, you make the relationship take on a greater level of depth. And as a side benefit, the person that you are dating begins to desire you even more. Because you are not pushing, because you are not trying to move too fast. And they may want to move it a little faster, but that's up to you. Remember, slow is fast. There's no rush. If you're enjoying yourself now, why would you want to spend all your time futurizing? If the two of you are out, say, having a wonderful dinner, why would you want to be sitting at that dinner thinking about what are his intentions? What are her intentions? Where is this going? What's going to happen after this day? Why not just enjoy the dinner? Enjoy the the more you absolutely enjoy the moment, the better the relationship becomes, the stronger it becomes, the deeper it becomes. Slow is fast. Number two, listen to their story. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a story of how they got to where they're at, the life they're living, what they're looking for. I'm not talking about listening to their problems. If that happens, break state, change the subject, talk about something else. Say, hey, yeah, I know we all have problems, and get on to something else. And the reason is you don't want to become the person that they turn to talk about their problems, because then you're not the person they turn to talk about their love. But I'm talking about their story. Listen to their story and don't interject yourself in their story. People do that. Well, I was married for 10 years, and then my wife and I decided that, well, we didn't have anything more in common, so We went our different directions, and oh yeah, I did that too. I was married for 12 years, and my husband was a narcissist, and And pretty soon you're talking about your story. Listen to their story and understand their story. You know, people do some wacky, crazy things because of feelings and emotions in this world. Look, recently we had a governor of a state in the United States here. We had a governor who told people he was out hiking when he was really in South America having an affair. People will do all kinds of crazy things for lust and love. So, you know, whatever they did in their past, that's their story. Listen to it, do your best to understand it, and let them speak it without you interjecting your story into theirs. Share your vulnerability. Number three, I think this is so important. People want to be, I'm cool today, you know. I don't feel vulnerability anymore. No. Be real. Be honest and share your vulnerability. When you share how vulnerable you are and how open you are, you take on a quality that other people in their lives don't have. Other people that they deal with or maybe date or see on a regular basis, they don't share their honesty. They don't share their vulnerability. And so you take on a depth that other people just don't have with them. And I think it's very and very important to be vulnerable. And look, there's no weakness in vulnerability. There is absolutely no weakness whatsoever. There's a strength in vulnerability. You know, I'm vulnerable every day doing this podcast, sharing my personal life, my victories, my defeats, all of that with you folks. But I think you appreciate that. And that's why I do it. And so I want people to appreciate who you really are. So open up. Be honest. Share a little bit of your vulnerability.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number four, stop trying to make things perfect. If you're together and you're having a great time, it's perfect. It's already perfect. You don't have to make things perfect. Oh, I've got to get the right dress and the right makeup, and I've got to go get the right car. I've got to get my car detailed out, and I've got to do this. And, you know, when I go to pay for the check, my wallet's old. I got to get a new wallet. Stop. Stop. You know, this is all about energy. This is all about vibration. And things are perfect when you're vulnerable, when you listen to their story, when you take things slow. You don't have to go out of your way to make things perfect. As a matter of fact, a little bit of imperfection is probably pretty good, because I know that from my experience, being around people that are too perfect, everything falls into place, everything is perfect, I kind of question that sometimes. Number five, focus and attention. Your focus is with the person that you are dating, and that's where you place your attention. If your focus is somewhere else, then if you're thinking about if you can't stay off your iPhone or your smartphone, leave it at home. Oh, I forgot my phone. Too bad. Now I have to give you all my focus. I mean, if you're answering phone calls in a date, if you're checking your social media, if you're going through your text messages, something is seriously wrong. Don't do that. Focus and attention. If you're watching something together, watch it together. Talk about what's going on at the moment. Make that person feel like they have 100% of your attention and your focus. Number 6 is very important, and it deals more with energy communication than anything else. I like to see as many moments of eye contact as possible. In other words, when you're talking, you're looking at their eyes. I don't want you staring, okay? Don't get weird or crazy. But I want you looking at the person's eyes. I want eye contact throughout the entire evening or the entire date, the entire weekend, whatever. Eye contact is so important because initially that's how people share their vulnerability. That's how they share their soul. So when you look into a person's eyes and they look into yours, there is a connection that is made that is undeniable. And it's that connection that is going to take you to the next level in your relationship. It's that connection that's going to take this date from, oh, he was a nice person or she was a nice person, to, wow, something happened. This was unique. Eye contact. Make certain that you are making as much eye contact as possible. And again, we don't want to get crazy and weird about it. Just make the eye contact, okay? Number 7, each step forward that you take in your dating experience requires a deeper level of commitment. Okay, so here's how things used to be many years ago. If you wanted to get to a certain level of intimacy, physical intimacy, for example, it required a higher level of commitment. Somewhere along the line, that changed. And so now it's kind of the opposite. If you want to have a higher level of commitment, you must engage in a deeper level of physical intimacy. That isn't the way it works. Look, I have worked with thousands of people. And the one issue they have is, well, you know, we moved in together. We got an apartment together. We began playing house together. And about 6 months later, this happened or this happened. And now she's moving out or he's moving out. And, there's no commitment. The commitment is I'll pay half the rent. That's what the commitment is. And when I move out, well, I'll stop paying the rent, you know. Look, that's not a real commitment. That's a temporary solution, perhaps, to a problem. But that's not a real commitment. It doesn't bring about real. You see, when people make commitments in any part of their life, when you become ordained, when you make a vow, when you say an oath, your life changes. It's what they call an imprint on your soul. Something changes in your life. When my son was born, Julian, at that moment, I made a commitment. And I made it in the form of a solemn oath and pledge. And I extended that commitment to all of my other children as well. But it started with him. Now, granted, it should have started many years ago, but it started with him. And my life completely changed. When people go into the military and they make a commitment, their life changes. When people go into the priesthood and they make a commitment or the ministry, their life changes. things happen with these little rituals that we have in our society aren't there for no reason at all. They serve a purpose. And I hear people say, but if I don't do what he wants, he'll leave me. He'll leave me. My answer is, if that's his level of commitment to you, if that's his level of love to you, then what can you expect in the future? You don't buy someone's commitment by sharing levels of intimacy that should be kept for after a commitment. And I'm not talking about, you know, we're driving home one night and somebody says, hey, by the way, I'm committed to you. You and I have a one-on-one, mano-a-mano relationship. That's our commitment. Let's go for it now. Come to my place. That's not a commitment. A commitment is an outward expression of an inward change. That's what a commitment is. Write that down. A commitment is an outward expression of an inward change. Write it down. Memorize it. So, dating can be absolutely incredible. It can take you to the next level if you follow these 7 rules. There are a few others that I maybe should have mentioned. I'll put them in my posting. I'll put a post up on this podcast. I desire that you have the love of your life, that you enjoy your life, and fill it with love and magic. And I honestly believe these 7 rules will help you, these guidelines, these secrets. Now, I want to mention this. If you're going through something that is torturous, it's a breakup, I'm here to tell you, if you're willing to change your vibration and you're willing to do the work, you can have the love you desire from the person you desire, or better. You can have it. Write me at lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. Always include your name, your phone number, the best time to reach you, that kind of thing. Let me know what's going on. Fill out our form. We have it on our website for Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching. Fill it out. That's probably the best thing to do. Okay? We are here to help you. We can't reach everyone. We have too many inquiries now. So I choose the ones where I think I can be of greatest help and greatest impact. The love you desire, you can have it all. And I mean that. Have a great day now, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.